On the eve of the last assault on Minas Tirith, a dream came to my brother Faramir in a troubled sleep, and afterwards to me. In that dream, I thought the eastern sky grew dark and there was growing thunder. But in the west, a pale light lingered, and out of it I heard a voice, remote but clear. Denethor, my father, told me that Imladris was Rivendell, where Elrond the half-elven dwelt, greatest of lore-masters. So to the house of Elrond have I come to seek the meaning of the dream.
And here in the house of Elrond your dream shall be made clear to you. Here is the sword that was broken.
And who are you? And what have you to do with Minas Tirith?
He is Aragorn, son of Arathorn. And he is descended through many fathers from Isildur Elendil.
The sword was broken beneath him when he fell. It has been treasured by his heirs when all other heirlooms were lost, for it was spoken of old among us that it should be made again when the ring, Isildur's bane, was found. And now that hour has come, the sword shall be reforged, and I will come to Minas Tirith. Isildur's bane is found.
How may this be? Where is it?
Bring out the ring, Frodo. The time has come. Hold it up, and then Boromir will understand the remainder of his riddle.
Very well. Here it is.
Behold, Isildur's bane.
The halfling. But Isildur perished ere this age of the world began, they say. How do the wise know that this ring is his? And how has it passed down the years until it is brought hither by so strange a messenger?
That shall be told.
But not yet, I beg, Master. Already the sun is climbing to noon, and I feel the need of something to strengthen me.
I had not named you Bilbo, but I do so now. Come, tell us your tale. The briefer, the sooner you shall be refreshed.
Very well. I'll do as you bid.
To some there, Bilbo's tale was wholly new, and they listened while the old hobbit recounted his adventure with Gollum.
A strange tale indeed, but still this is not proof. How came Gollum by the ring?
He found it in the great river, nigh to the gladden fields where Isildur fell.
And where is this Gollum now?
He was in prison, watched over by the elves of Mirkwood. But he has escaped through their kindness and his cunning. These tidings I was sent to tell you.
They were already known. But you are most welcome here, Legolas.
Master Elrond, may I speak? What is this ring of which we've heard so much? What is its worth above the other rings of power?
Upon this ring, which you have seen here, held aloft, there are letters, which may be read if one has the strength of will to set the golden thing in the fire a while. That I have done, and this I have read. Ashnaz Durbatuluk, Ashnaz Gimbatul, Ashnaz Thrakatuluk, Achbozum Ishi Krimpatul.
Never before has any voice dared to utter the words of that tongue in Imladris, Gandalf the Grey.
And let us hope that none will ever speak it here again. Yet if that tongue is not soon to be heard in every corner of the West, then let all put doubt aside that this thing is indeed what the wise have declared, the treasure of the enemy. And in it lies a great part of his strength of old. Know then the words on the ring. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness. Bind them. Here we all are. And here is the ring. But we've not yet come any nearer to our purpose. What shall we do with it?
It seems to me that we have three choices: to keep the ring from Sauron, to send it over the sea, or to destroy it.
There is not the strength in us to withstand the enemy. Now, at this last, we must take a hard road, a road unforeseen. There lies our only hope, to walk in peril to Mordor. We must send the ring to the fire.
I don't understand all this. Why do you speak ever of hiding and destroying? Why should we not think that the great ring has come into our hands to serve us in the very hour of our need? Let the ring be your weapon. If it has such power as you say, take it and go forth to victory.
Alas, no. We cannot use the ruling ring. It belongs to Sauron and was made by him alone and is altogether evil. Its strength, Boromir, is too great for anyone to wield at will. If any of the wise should with this ring overthrow the Lord of Mordor, he would then set himself on Sauron's throne, and yet another Dark Lord would appear. As long as the ring is in the world, it will be a danger even to the wise.
What of the three rings of the elves? What would happen to them if the ruling ring were destroyed?
We know not for certain. Some hope that the three rings which Sauron never touched would then become free, and their rulers might heal the hurts of the world that he hath wrought. But maybe, when the one has gone, the three will fail, and many fair things will fade and be forgotten. That is my belief. Yet all the elves are willing to endure this chance, if by it the power of Sauron may be broken, and the fear of his dominion be taken away forever.
So we return once more to the destroying of the ring. What strength have we for finding the fire in which it was made?
We have one great advantage. The only measure known to Sauron is desire, desire for power. Into his heart the thought will not enter that any will refuse it, that having the ring we may seek to destroy it. If we seek this, we shall put him out of reckoning.
At least for a while. The road must be trod, but it will be hard, and neither strength nor wisdom will carry us far upon it. This quest may be attempted by the weak, with as much hope as the strong. Yet such is oft the course of deeds that move the wheels of the world. Small hands do them because they must, while the eyes of the great are elsewhere.
Very well, Master Elrond, say no more. It's plain enough what you're pointing at. Bilbo, the silly hobbit, started this affair, and Bilbo had better finish it or himself. Why not I to start?
My dear Bilbo, if you had really started this affair, you might be expected to finish it. But you know well enough that starting is too great a claim for any, and that only a small part is played in great deeds by any hero.
Yes, but Gandalf...
We do not doubt that you're making a valiant offer, but one beyond your strength, Bilbo. You cannot take this thing back. It has passed on. If you need my advice any longer, I should say that your part is ended.
I've never known you give me pleasant advice before, but tell me, if not me, well, then who?
I, Frodo, son of Drogo, will take the ring, though I do not know the way.
In episode 3 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, and Bilbo by John LeMessurier. Sam, William Nye, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Elrond, Hugh Dixon. Butterbur, James Grout. Nob, Hayden Wood. Glorfindel, John Webb. The Lord of the Nazgul, Philip Voss. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The singer was Matthew Vine. The director was Jane Morgan.